This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The UN General Assembly annual debate is underway, and combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the major topic of discussion Tuesday. Global leaders meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have now surpassed 31 million, with more than 960,000 deaths. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan, and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. Russia's president also touted his nation's progress on a vaccine. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to take a government shutdown off the table this fall, giving a big bipartisan vote to a temporary government-wide funding bill Tuesday night. The agreement comes only after President Trump prevailed in a behind-the-scenes fight over his farm bailout. Stopgap measure will keep federal agencies here in the U.S. fully open and running into December. President Trump said he plans to announce Saturday his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice will be one of five conservative women on his short list. He met Monday with the appellate court judge, Amy Coney Barrett. Mr. Trump appointed Barrett to her current position. Former Vice President Joe Biden, challenger in the election coming in November, has called for the next president, whoever wins the election, to pick the Supreme Court nominee. Via remote, this is